Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. Assalamu alaikum. This is Amin Muhammad calling from our show entitled Stand Up for CPC, Comtrust, and Grace Line. And we opened up in the name of Allah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Rahman, Rahim, Malik Yawm al-Din, Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'een, Ihdina Sirata al-Mustaqim, Sirata al-Ladina Amta alayhim, Ghayril Maghdubi alayhim wa ladh-dhalleen. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum, and Ramadan Mubarak. And in some parts of the country, it's Eid Mubarak. Here in Los Angeles, it's just 6:18. And we're going, and the end of Ramadan will be in about an hour and a half of Pacific time. Assalamu alaikum to everybody. I'm broadcasting remotely. I'm at my daughter's graduation. She is graduating from high school and from college. She has an AA degree from college at the same time getting her high school diploma. Her name is Leah Mohammed. Alhamdulillah. And I'm so proud of her. She's a straight-A student, and she is going to go to UCLA, inshallah, in the fall. She's going to UCLA, so I'm quite proud. I know it's 6 o'clock, at 6 o'clock Pacific time, which is 9 o'clock on the East Coast. On the East Coast is 9 o'clock, and in the Central Time it's around 7 or 8. I got to get that straight. Stand Up for CPC, Comtrust, and Grace Line. Imam Muhammad really talked favorably and faithfully about CPC. He and this talk that I have from him. In 2005, he says that if we just stick with it, if we just stick with CPC, you know, it would outlive America. If something went wrong, if something happened and America was no more like it is, this CPC would CPC, Come Trust and Grace Line, would outlive that. Because it comes, because the Imam said, because it comes from the God who's bigger than the creation that He created, you know. So Imam Muhammad had a lot of faith and a lot of hope for this CPC, Come Trust and Grace Line. And then, you know, of course, he passed in 2008. In March of 2008, though, he left us some more instructions, some more guidance. He talked about two rich men, which were Donald Trump and Robert Kiyosaki. And I know it's so much controversy about Donald Trump, so sometimes I hesitate to even mention it. But Robert Kiyosaki is a mentor. Robert Kiyosaki is an educator, and he's a business educator. And he and Donald Trump wrote a book called Why We Want You to Be Rich. Why We Want You to Be Rich. And the Imam was so taken back by that book and so impressed by it that he told us, he gave us the guidance, he says, more or less, to look the book up and read the book. And I know during this election cycle here, so much has been written and said and broadcasted about our president. And so it's a lot of resistance, but we need to learn. If we say that Imam Muhammad is our teacher and we're his students, we should learn to follow directions because, you know, what I mentioned on another show that when I was a kid playing baseball, I played baseball all the way up into my 20s because I played semi-pro. Before I was injured, and of course, like a lot of kids, I wanted to play and be a professional and sign a contract and So I tried real hard to do that, to practice and become good. And I was quite good. But I had a mentor. I had a more or less a model. I had a idol, so-called idol. Not so much an idol, like a singing idol, but someone that I could copy after and model as I developed into a baseball player. So we need models, and so I copied Hank Aaron. And you know, of course, Hank Aaron was all-time home run leader before Bobby Bonds took it over with an asterisk. I used Hank Aaron and Early Banks as my guides, as my models, as my mentors. And it did me a lot of good as a baseball player, a lot of good. Well, we need that in business also. When Imam Muhammad, you know, left that and said, well, these people here are mentors as far as business is concerned. Let's read what they have to say, you know, as far as business is concerned and their philosophy of business, no matter what the media, no matter what the media says. So this is going to be an abbreviated show. We're starting late, but also we have so much going on today that I just can't really broadcast in peace. But we want to develop programs to look into importing goods from overseas. We want to look at buying apartment buildings, following the guidance and the philosophy of Robert Kiyosaki. And we want to develop into great businessmen, like Allah, I think, wants us to. He's given us the guidance, but we have to follow it. And all praises be to Allah. As time goes on, we're going to look at this, some of these philosophies. One real estate philosophy that I particularly liked, that I learned from Robert Kiyosaki, was his philosophy four greenhouses, one red hotel. What that means, that's more or less a code or metaphor or symbolism for you accumulate houses, like four houses, then you trade the houses up for an apartment building. Not so much a red hotel, no, but apartment building. But you go after one house at a time. And then once you, like, buy one and rent it out and have a cash flow and clean it up and paint it up, make it look real nice and rent it out, then you go and do another one. You know, you get it, rent it out, fix it up, and, you know, until you get four. And then once you get four, what you try to do is trade those four houses into an apartment building, say a 20, 25-unit apartment building. And then once you do that, you're rolling. So I want to teach that. And this is a part of, I know what Imam Muhammad was talking about. And then it's another strategy called 110-3-1, where, you know, we look at 100 houses, make offers on 10, arrange financing on 3 in order to buy one. You know, excuse the noise. People are coming out of the graduation. And 110-3-1. You look at 100 properties. Now looking at 100 properties, it may sound a little daunting, you know, hard. But in a 30-day period, looking at 3 houses a day, you know, looking at, find out about the price and the square footage and the age of the property and, you know, all that. If you do 3 a day, if you look at 3 properties a day for 30 days, that's 90. So 110-3-1 is a strategy where you are actively looking at properties. You're not just buying the first thing you see. You're actually looking at properties. So these are some of the things we want to get into learning about importing goods from overseas and and then retail them just like Walmart is doing. We want to look at your real estate, owning apartment buildings. These are some of the topics that we want. And then we want to especially look at collective purchasing conference. You know, look at collective purchasing conference. This organization, this philosophy that Imam Muhammad, you know, wanted us to be about, where we pool our resources, pool our money, and we buy goods. We buy goods to sell. And once we buy these goods, we retail the goods. So if we're going to talk about CPC, we're going to go into the history of CPC. We want a lot of believers who know about it, who experienced it years ago, to start calling in and you know, giving us some histories, some information. So this is Amin Muhammad. I'm going to sign out because this is a special day in my life and my daughter's life. And she's graduating, and we have to go and eat. So all praises be to Allah. I'm going to sign out now. Until tomorrow, assalamu alaikum.